everyone. Welcome to Five More Minutes, the show where two friends relive their childhoods or, in some cases, learn about everything they missed out on. I'm Kendra.
And I'm Scott.
Oh, yeah, you are.
Yeah, doesn't change.
Okay, I've got some jokey jokes.
Okay.
What's a misnomer?
I don't know.
Mr. Nomer's wife when you're unsure if she's married.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. My printer was playing music last night. The paper was jamming.
Wow. That happens a lot, though.
That's some pretty dope-ass jokes.
That's some office humor right there.
Oh, hell yeah. Today, I turned on my watch while I walked from my portable to the office and back, and it was 0.3 miles.
Nice.
Yeah.
Get a nice little walk going.
Yeah. So that's exciting.
Yeah. How often do you have to go over there?
Well, usually I only go once a day because my prep and my lunch is all in one thing. So right now I only go to the bathroom once a day while I'm there. Sometimes I go at the end of the day if I like have to go somewhere after school or if I like don't think I can wait until I get home.
Yeah.
I usually try to hold it because it's a really long walk. But they did. I just found out that they gave us access to the elementary school teacher portables because we took some of their portables and where the portable bathrooms were, they had to be within our fence now instead of the elementary school. And those are closer. So if I like really had to go to like just the bathroom, I could go there like in between passing periods really easy.
Nice.
But I usually check my box once a day. So I go all the way to the office.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fun little hike. Yeah. I spent yesterday evening and we swapped some of them to today because of the rain, but we're taking like lifestyle and other promo photos for the office.
Uh-huh.
So that was very interesting.
You have to like pose.
Yes. And it was terrible. It's pretty much like you imagine. They like made us wear like construction vests and hard hats and like pretend we were like looking at plans and like pointing at them.
Wow.
But the worst, that one was not terrible, but the worst ones were like the lifestyle ones that we were doing today because we had like the whole group from the office and they're like, okay, we're up on this, you know, the levee path. We went to take pictures up there because you can see the bridges. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh yeah, just like sit on the rocks by the river and just all pretend like you're having a conversation. I was like, yeah, because this is totally something we would come out to the levee river to have a conversation and just, I guess, hang out. So.
Hell yeah, you would.
It was weird.
Sounds like a killer time.
Dude, so killer. Yeah, as long as you avoid the rain. I don't know how the weather was there. It's been like rain all day here.
Yeah, well, it rained last night. And so I lost power in the middle of the night. And apparently it was because one of the power thingies got hit by lightning.
Oh, like a transformer?
Yeah, and so I woke up because my dog was like panting really hard because... Oh, I mean, maybe there was thunder too, but the air conditioner, like my power went out. So the air conditioner stopped and then she got hot. So she drank all her water. And then I think she was whining because she was thirsty. So I filled it up and then she drank the whole thing again. And then she was still whining. So I was like, well, maybe she needs to pee. She just drank like two bowls full of water, you know?
Right.
So then I took her outside and... She went to the bathroom, I think, and then I waited for her to come back, and it was like, so then I was like awake for like an hour, and I was tired. I literally went to bed at like 9, and I was like, oh, that's fine, like, I'll actually feel like well-rested when I get up for CrossFit, but then I was like awake for an hour, so I was like, well, I don't think I'm gonna go to CrossFit now, because that's in like 2 hours, and then like 2 weeks ago, the power went out because someone hit a power pole and knocked down all the power poles. Did I tell you about that?
I don't think so.
Yeah, they knocked down, like, all the power poles on, like, one block of Jadwin.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's no good. Should try to avoid that.
Yeah. So I haven't gotten to try my new CrossFit shoes out because I don't like to go the morning after I donate plasma because then it's only been, like, 12 hours since I donated. And I don't know. Like, I feel like that's not very much time for, like, a hard workout, you know?
Yeah.
But, yeah. I don't know. And what was I going to say? What was the other part of that story? I don't remember.
Weather, power out, everything.
Yeah. Oh, I was also going to say, like, on Sunday, you guys played Call of Duty, but you didn't send it in the chat. And that was, like, the only night I could have played. And I was like, oh, it's, like, really weird that, like, no one texted about, like, playing Call of Duty. And then I, like, closed my app to go to bed. And it was, like, started a party. And I was like, this is, like, the one night I could play.
It was the beta. I didn't know if you even wanted to bother.
I mean, I don't know. I only played it once, so I could...
Like, I didn't even get to the end to get what I wanted. And it was a terrible night. It was frustrating.
I was just like doing school stuff because I haven't gotten, I think it's because I have 3 classes I have to prepare for.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not like, and then people keep coming in to talk to me.
Right.
Yeah.
Dang people. Well, I'm going to go to the foosball game this weekend.
What foosball game?
The homecoming game is up in Moscow.
Oh
yeah, so we could go party. I don't know about party, but
nice.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going with your bros?
Cole and Alicia are coming up, so we're gonna hang with them. Apparently her aunt and uncle have a really fancy RV, so they are gonna be like tailgating in it, so we're gonna go crash that and see what's going on.
Nice.
Yeah, it'd be pretty legit. A few people from my office are going too, probably run into them, so should be fun. Should be fun. It's been years since I've been to a football game.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. I don't even know when the last time was.
Nice. How does that make you feel?
Old, I guess. Oh. Yeah. Well, okay. I guess we can kind of jump in because I don't think we'll have a shortage of... I have a long write-up for this, so...
Oh, yeah.
But I'm going to talk about God of War today.
Hell yeah.
The original God of War. The one behind Kendra is the 2018 one for...
It was the only good image I could find.
Yeah, there's not any good images of the old ones because they're old.
Makes sense.
And I do have just a handful of slides if you make your way in there. But some background. God of War came out in 2005, so... Back in the day when we were still in, what were we in, middle school back then? I guess transitioning to high school.
Yeah, we were in that awkward transitional phase, you know?
Of course. So God of War is an action adventure hack and slash video game.
Oh, snap. And we love those here.
Yeah, play a lot of them, kind of. Developed by Santa Monica Studio and published by Sony. So it first released in 2005, like I mentioned, and back then it was the good old PlayStation 2 still running around, so that was pretty legit. And you see that sweet, sweet God of War original PlayStation 2 cover art on that slide, so that's pretty legit.
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is that familiar? Do you know anything about God of War, or is it just kind of...
I feel like I've watched you play one of the newer ones a little bit.
Yeah, that was probably the one that you got the picture behind you in.
I don't really know that much about it. I feel like it's one of those games that I would probably like, but that I just don't have the attention span or focus to play.
Yeah, and I go on a pretty good run. I played through all of them before this new one came out in 2018 again. Mm-hmm. Seems like every, you know, 3 to 4 years I'll go through and replay them and beat them again. So I've beat them all quite a few times, actually.
Well, aren't you cool?
Yeah, it's pretty good. Pretty good stuff. So obviously it is based on Greek mythology. There's lots of gods in it, hence the name.
And they're gods of war.
Well, there's only one god of war. Yeah, in Greek mythology.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. And it's set in ancient Greece. And your whole deal, the whole motivation of the game is kind of like vengeance and like revenge.
Just like Batman.
It's kind of like a Greek Batman, kind of.
Because he's all about vengeance.
He is. And our main guy, he is the main protagonist. Big guy? He's not super big.
Like, but this guy with the red.
Yeah, like, yeah, yeah.
Where's my hand at? I was trying to point to it on... In the wrong, I don't know what I was doing. I was trying to go all the way over here, but he's right there.
Yeah. And actually compared to like a lot of the enemies you fight, he's actually kind of small compared to all of them. But his name is Kratos, and he is a Spartan warrior who has grown up serving the Olympian gods. So the normal gods in Greek. I guess that's a little bit of plot, but you coordinate with a lot of gods in this game. You know, there's Athena, Poseidon, Hades, Zeus a little bit. And then the god of war is Ares. So that is kind of the game's namesake. And your whole goal in this game is to kill Ares. So you are going to kill the god of war. So that's how it's got its title.
Heck yeah.
Mm-hmm. Some general things about the game. It focuses on combo-based combat achieved through your main weapons that you see in the cover there. It's his Blades of Chaos is what they're mm-hmm. called. And you can see the chains, and they are actually chained to him. So they are like bound to his arms. So he can't really get rid of them or anything. And later on in the game, you do get another weapon and you get some power-ups and stuff. You get like a big sword. So you do get some other things.
Nice.
Yep. The game features quick time events. Do you know what a quick time event is in a video game?
An event that takes place quickly.
Well, I guess you're not wrong. You know how in Kingdom Hearts 2, right?
I never finished it, but
You played it. You know, in some of those boss fights, like a button would pop up on the screen, like hit triangle or whatever fight them. That's a quick time event.
I see.
So things that pop up and you need to react to, you know, continue the fight or do something correctly.
Mm-hmm.
So it had that. It requires the player to complete various game controller actions in timed sequence to defeat stronger enemies and bosses. You could also do different combos. So like square is the light hit on the PlayStation controller, and then triangle was your heavy hit. So you could do combinations of those square, triangle, and everything else to make better and more powerful combos.
Mm-hmm. I feel like we're getting a little bit of like lag or like something. So that's exciting.
Uh-oh. I haven't noticed it yet.
Yeah, it's kind of just like, it's not really like lag, but it's like cutting out some of your words. That doesn't always transfer to the actual recording, though. Usually the audio is okay, so.
Well, I had thunder here earlier. I was kind of worried about a power outage or something, so we'll see what happens, I guess. Okay, so before we get into plot, we'll go into some logistics here. God of War.
I slurped.
You did slurp. You got a little bit of coffee and ice in there.
Yeah, I made a pumpkin chai, and I made homemade pumpkin sauce, so it's delightful.
Homemade pumpkin sauce. What does that even mean?
It means that I heated up brown sugar.
Did you juice a
white
pumpkin?
White sugar, pumpkin puree, and spices over the heat. And as soon as it boiled, I turned it down to medium, and then I let it simmer on medium for like 20 minutes.
Wow. Look at that.
Yeah.
Brother. Okay, so God of War sold more than 4.6 million copies worldwide, which apparently makes it the 14th best-selling PlayStation 2 game of all time. So that's an interesting list they put together. It is regarded as one of the best action-adventure games for the platform and won several Game of the Year awards. In 2009, entertainment website IGN named God of War the 7th best PlayStation 2 game of all time.
Wow.
Yeah. Has been highly praised for its graphics, sound, story, and gameplay, and has been cited as one of the greatest video games ever made. Look at all these accolades.
Yeah, look at that.
The success of the game led to development of 7 more games and expansion into other media. The game and its first sequel, God of War 2, were remastered and released again in 2009 as part of the God of War collection. Huh. And then again in 2012 for PlayStation 3 and the God of War Saga. So it's been through a lot of releases.
Hell yeah, it has.
Just for kicks, if you want to pull that link and put it into the YouTubes, put it into your bar and it'll bring you there. And let me know you're ready. But this is how the game opens. Like you can see they will press start game in this, and it directly transfers you into this weird little cutscene.
Kendra's ready.
Okay.
Do I start it?
Yeah, go ahead and start it.
Is he supposed to be saying words?
Yeah, did you not understand him?
I heard no words.
Oh, is your volume on your YouTube muted?
No.
It's working for me. What? He said, the god of Olympus, the gods of Olympus have abandoned me.
Yeah, this video is not playing sound through my headset.
I don't understand that.
They always have before.
Yeah. Mm. Okay, so I'll give you the Cliff Notes version. He stated that the gods have, you know, forsaken him, basically, and he throws himself off this ledge.
I fixed it.
Oh, okay.
But I'm a little bit concerned that the beginning of my audio might have been coming through my computer and not my mic.
Oh, that could be interesting.
Because it didn't auto select. Usually it auto selects my mic, but it auto selected computer sound for input and output.
Oh. And
now that I think about it, I don't know if I was hearing anything through my headset. So the beginning of my audio might be really far away.
Oh, well, that's always interesting.
Yeah. Anyways, I'm going to watch the video now.
Okay, you watch it.
Oh, that's loud. No, wait, but I was hearing you in my headset.
Oh.
So maybe Zoom did it, just on my computer.
Maybe.
You should dress like him sometime.
just the bottoms. I'd have to get pretty jacked for that.
That Uncle Jesse guy that I followed, he 3D printed muscles for under his clothes.
Really?
Why is he just falling off the edge?
He's trying to kill himself. So did you catch what was going on there? The nice lady narrating.
Wait, I thought he was floating downwards for 10,000 years or whatever, but that's incorrect.
And just 10 years. He was serving the god for 10 years.
So then what happens?
Then the game starts. And it's revealed that it goes back. It's like, I don't know, I forget the time, but it's like, you know, one of those 2 weeks earlier thing, and you start playing the game and you start going through it. So there's a lot of mystery around you. You're like, what the heck is going on here? So slide number two will kind of show you, you know, a little bit nicer looking picture of what he's supposed to look like. You know, he's mean. He's got the pale skin. He's got the red tats. Yeah, kind of, actually. His is a different circumstance on how he got his, but we'll get into that.
I meant mean and the pale skin, but...
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we'll do a little bit of more gameplay explanation.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. So I already mentioned it has hack and slash elements. You're cutting everything up with those things.
Mm-hmm.
You are viewed from a fixed camera perspective when you play, which means you don't really have any control of it. You can move your character, but you can't move the camera around him.
Mm-hmm.
You control Kratos in combo-based combat, platforming, puzzle games, and battles with Greek mythological foes.
Oh, snap.
What are some of those foes, you may ask? Well, they are undead soldiers, harpies, minotaurs, Medusa, gorgons, cyclopses, wraiths, sirens, satyrs, centaurs, cerberuses, and bosses.
Wow.
Yep. Also the giant Hydra and Pandora's guardian.
Snap.
Yeah, man. You fight a lot of things and you kill all the things in this game, basically.
Sounds like it.
Platforming elements require the player to jump to climb walls and ladders. Normal video game stuff. You can jump across gaps and you have to balance on beams. It had that. Sometimes I hate this in video games where, you know, you're walking and you have to like balance the dude with the arms out so you don't fall. It's kind of annoying. Mm-hmm. It is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Some puzzles are pretty simple and some get complex.
Yeah, like what?
Well, there's like the most infuriating puzzle in this game for me. And it wasn't really a puzzle. It was like you had this box at the bottom of a slope, and there was a big old button at the top of the slope that you needed the box to sit on so you could get through a door. So there's a mechanic in the game where you can charge up and kick a box to slide it. So you're charging up, kicking this box up this slope, and then the whole time enemies are attacking you. So you're also fighting this whole time. So you have to kick this box, and as soon as you kick it, it starts sliding back again. So you're losing progress when you're not paying attention to it. And then these guys are trying to fight you, and every time they hit you, they will interrupt your kick. And it is like infuriating. So there are little parts you have to kick up to and then slide it to the side, like a little flat spot. And then you can fight enemies and then you can do it again. But oh my God, that is the part where I almost quit playing every time I play the game. It's terrible. Oh. Oh no. Oh, okay. You're back. Oh yeah. You just froze big.
Yeah. You're freezing on my thing, so.
Shit. Good signs.
I don't know who it is.
I don't either.
Because my computer hates Zoom, or Zoom hates my computer.
Mm-hmm.
I literally don't understand why everything else works fine.
It is weird.
Like, I think it almost works worse than my slicer program.
Yeah.
Because my computer feels like hot, but then when I plug in the cooler thing, it like overheats my adapter. So like, I don't know.
Lose-lose or whatever.
But my internet speed is 416 right now, so.
Yeah, it's not the speed, that's for sure.
Yeah. It's actually 415, yeah.
Woo! Okay, it's more stuff about the game. So throughout the world, you find green, red, and blue chests that contain orbs. The green orbs will replenish your life. Blue orbs are your magic, and then red provides you like currency to upgrade your skills, basically.
Oh yeah.
And it replenishes your rage meter.
Yep.
And if you get your rage meter to full, it allows for the usage of the Rage of the Gods ability.
Where can I get that in real life?
I know, I've been looking for it for a long time. Can't find it. So okay, that's kind of enough gameplay. Let's get into the plot. And it's overall a simple game. There's some intricacies to it, but I guess you can slide on over to like slide 3, because that is how Kratos appears in the game. Those quality PlayStation 2 graphics.
Oh hell yeah, we miss those.
Oh yeah, all the time. It is a little rough to go back and play after we have such nice things, but you know,
I need to get a better TV.
That does help. I'm ready for a TV upgrade myself.
Yeah, but you have a better TV than me.
I don't know, man. Like, your picture is probably better than mine, because if I just have like a one color on the screen, you see all these like spots on it.
I guess my TV is older. I mean, I didn't pay for it, so whatever. My TV is older, but it's
yours was like a better starting quality.
That's what I like literally lost all of those words from my brain. I was like, wait, what is it that I'm trying to say?
What am I saying right now? So then slide 4, we talked about the Blades of Chaos. So your main weapon is on the top. I couldn't find a good picture of the Sword of Artemis, but that's the giant sword he's holding on him in the picture below. So those are the two weapons you get in the game.
It's kind of a weird proportion. The sword is?
Yeah, it's like a weird lightning bolt, but it's bigger on the end.
Yeah.
And then slide 5, you can see a boss fight with the Hydra. That's like the first bot you've
This isn't fight. Related except for the swords, but now I've watched the first 2 episodes of the Game of Thrones show. I feel like I actually need to, like, I think I made it all the way, like, watched all the way through season 4. Or toward the beginning of season 4, and then just sporadically after that.
Oh, gotcha.
And now I feel like I need, if I'm going to finish it, even though I kind of know what happens. I saw the first 3 episodes of the last season and have... Of
Game of Thrones.
Yeah, and like I know what happens, but I actually did avoid spoilers for like 1.5 years by just ignoring everything I saw about it. But I know what happens.
Yeah.
But But I feel like if I want to watch it, I need to actually like go back through and rewatch it, because now it's been like 4 years since I watched the first like. And I yeah. never finished that Uhtred show.
There's a brand new season now, so you're even further behind.
I know.
But luckily, you don't need to see all the Game of Thrones to at least watch the dragon one first. So
no, but now I just want to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're gonna get into plot here.
Oh yeah, I love plot. It's so fun to teach and
yeah
stuff. Yeah, and
stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Good to know. So Kratos is a warrior. He serves the Greek gods of Olympus.
Mm-hmm.
Flashbacks reveal that he was once a successful but bloodthirsty captain in the Spartan army. So he is a Spartan. And he led his men to several victories before being defeated by a barbarian king. In the face of death, Kratos called upon the god of war, Ares, whom he promised to serve if the god would spare him and his men and provide him the power to destroy his enemies.
Oh, snap.
Mm-hmm. So slide number 6 is the god of war, Ares, how he appears in this game. So he's got some fun, like, fiery hair and whatnot.
He kind of looks like a fire dwarf.
Pretty much, yeah, he does. That's kind of his whole vibe. You can see in his, like, boss form, he has these weird, like, crab spider legs that come out of his back and attack you. It's kind of interesting.
That's weird. I don't really like that. Did I tell you that I listened to a podcast episode where they were talking to someone who has a PhD in Black Widows?
Just Black Widows?
Kind of. Like, it was Just Between Us, which is usually more focused on, like, mental health and, like, world topics, but they really wanted to interview this scientist who studies Black Widows. And the scientist used to be afraid of spiders and then got, like, a lab internship where they were studying Black Widows, and then they fell in love with Black Widows, and then they decided to get their... Because, like, my cousin Tim, he's, like, an entomologist, but there's, like, a different word for, like, eight-legged creatures.
Yeah, and it's like they a rat that. Or something.
And they, like, studied, like, how they communicate and, like, how they mate and stuff. And it's really interesting because the males have to learn the right way to vibrate the web, or else the Black Widow will just, like, kill them, because the Black Widow, the female, will think that it's just a bug, like, another bug.
Yeah.
And there's, like, a lot of effort into the communicating, and the this is really off topic, but the female Black Widow has, like, two ports where you can mate, and they're, like, corkscrews, like, they have to, like, screw in. And then sometimes they mate with two males, and also
at the same time
or different times, because they'll, like, fight over each other, and sometimes right. one of them will be sneaky and, like, stick it in there even if it's not the one that was, like, winning the courtship.
Oh, I see.
And male Black Widows only live, like, 3 to 4 months. And females live, like, closer to a year.
Because that's why they're called that, right? Because they always outlive the men.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And also, I wonder if I did get bit by a Black Widow. Because I had that, like, my leg hurt for, like, 2 weeks. It was hard to tell. Like, it could have been a male Black Widow. They look a little bit different, you know?
Yeah.
It was kind of squished because I sat on it. But I feel like for the size of the bump and how much it hurt, I feel like it was more than just a regular spider. But also, they said that usually, I mean, I'm sure if you were, like, a small kid or something, it would be more, like, potentially detrimental.
Yeah.
But some people are, like, allergic or something to the venom. But for most people, it doesn't, like, really affect you. Because, like, the venom is meant to kill small bugs and not human, so it's not, like, super potent. It's not like a rattlesnake or whatever.
Right.
Yeah. So anyways, I thought it was weird that they were interviewing someone who studied Black Widows, but it was really interesting. So
yeah, and Kendra potentially got bit.
Yeah, it's a lot different than I mean, the spider was black.
Yeah.
I know it wasn't a female Black Widow, but, like,
yeah, because it was a little one.
Yeah. But anyways, I was a lot more intrigued by that episode than I thought that I would be, so.
Well, I mean, if it's interesting, that's all that matters.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. Okay, back to our sweet little plot in Spider Leg Man. So Ares agrees and bonds the Blades of Chaos to Kratos. Those blades are forged deep in the depths of Tartarus, which I believe is the city of the dead, right? It is used as a dungeon of torment and suffering for the wicked and prison for the Titans. So he bonds these to his now new servant, Kratos. And Kratos, who has this new power and these blades, is easily able to decapitate the barbarian king. And he wins.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. And then over the years, Kratos waged war, you know, for Ares, serving him. And eventually he leads an attack on a village that is occupied by worshipers of Athena. Mm-hmm. Unknown to Kratos, Ares had secretly transported Kratos's wife and daughter to this village. Mm-hmm. So he's being a little sneaky snake. And during Kratos's frenzied Spartan rage, he accidentally kills them while he was under a spell that Ares also cast. So he, in his mind, were just killing his enemies. And then when the spell wore off and he came to, he saw his dead wife and child in front of him.
That's intense.
Yeah, pretty messed up. And although Ares believed this act would free Kratos to become like the perfect warrior, he's like, you know, you're not encumbered by love and children anymore. Now you can just be a killing machine, basically. Mm-hmm. But Kratos is horrified and saddened. And instead, he renounces his pledge to serve Ares and instead swears vengeance against him.
Oh, my.
Yep. So the oracle of the destroyed village, there's like an old lady there. Mm-hmm. She curses Kratos by bonding the ashes of his dead family to him, turning his skin ash white and earning him the title and nickname Ghost of Sparta.
Oh.
Yeah. So that's why his skin is white, is that those are the ashes of his family.
That is different than you.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. Just a little. And now Kratos is plagued by nightmares of his horrible deeds, and he vows to serve the other gods in hope of ridding himself of the visions. So one of the other gods he serves is Athena, and she's the last little slide I got in there. That's just how Athena. She looks in the game. Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Is she really white in one picture?
Well, that's like her talking through a statue. You like run into these statues through the game and she like talks to you through them.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Is she like also has to do with like battle? Wait, did I freeze?
Yeah, you're freezing a little bit. There you are.
Doesn't she also have to do with like fighting or battles or something?
Yeah, I think you hit it right. I think she's like the goddess of battle. Something like that. So when you begin the game, Kratos has been serving the gods for 10 years. He kills the Hydra for Poseidon because it was plaguing his seas. So that was a little boss fight you saw on the slide. But he has grown tired of his service and his suffering and his never-ending nightmares. He summons Athena, and Athena tells him that if Kratos performs one final act, the murder of Ares, the god of war, he will be forgiven for killing his family. They'll be like, you know, this is the last thing we're going to ask you to do. And then you're good, man. No problem.
Oh, heck yeah. Check that out.
At this time, Ares is waging war on the city of Athens, which is obviously named after Athena. So that city is very near and dear to her.
Actual city of Athens named after Athena?
I believe so, yeah.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so he's doing this purely out of hate for Athena. So Ares is kind of a spiteful dude. And Athena sends Kratos to destroy him because Zeus, the king of the gods, mm-hmm. has forbidden
divine
intervention. He's like
the father of all the gods or whatever.
Yes.
I get it confused, but.
He is the father of all the gods, but not the Titans.
Yeah. Which one's eight? Didn't someone eat someone?
So Kronos, who was Zeus's father, wanted to eat Zeus when he was a baby because there was a prophecy that Zeus would overthrow him. But Zeus's mother tricked Cronos into eating a little rock that is swaddled like a baby instead of Zeus actually.
But I thought that like one of them had like siblings or something and they were all eaten.
One of them had like siblings or something that were
eaten. I don't know. I might be getting two different things mixed up.
I'm not entirely sure. I mean, it might be. There's so many weird tales in Greek mythology that they could have been one where they're like, oh, eat the gods or whatever, and then just chilling in there, you know?
Yeah.
Who knows? Okay. Oh, because Zeus has forbidden divine intervention. So he's like, gods fighting against gods, not allowed. So Athena, you can't go fight Ares, even though he's messing with your followers in your city. Your followers in your city have to fight back against him on their own. So that's what's going on. Athena guides Kratos to the city. And after a strange encounter with a gravedigger who encourages him to continue, Kratos battles his way to Athens' oracle, finds her, and learns that the only way to defeat Ares is with Pandora's box, which is a mythical artifact that grants the power to kill a god. So that's the significance of Pandora's box in this.
Mm-hmm.
So there are many, many a battle and a fight in between here and there, but eventually Kratos is led to a desert.
Sorry. I needed to look this up. Mm-hmm. So Cronus ate his first five children, Hestia, Demeter, Hera, Hades, and Poseidon, and then was tricked with Zeus.
Mm-hmm.
And then after Zeus grew up,
he released them.
He made his father regurgitate his family.
There you go.
Yeah, I was like, I feel like Zeus had siblings that got eaten, and I was really confused. So
I gotcha. I thought when you were saying that, you meant like Zeus ate his siblings, and I was like,
no, I knew that it had something to do with the other ones, but then I was confused if Zeus ate his siblings or if he was the only sibling that didn't get eaten. It was just very like, I don't know.
We made it there.
Yeah.
So Kratos is able to enter the desert of lost souls.
I want to go there.
I don't know if you do. It's not very fun in the game.
Yeah, sounds like limbo.
There's some terrible enemies you have to fight there. And Athena tells Kratos that Pandora's box is hidden in a temple that is chained to the back of the Titan Kronos. And the temple is chained to Kronos's back as a punishment by Zeus for Kronos's role in the Great War. So there's a little bit more lore for you. So Kratos is able to summon Kronos. There's a lot of us going on here. Mm-hmm. He climbs for 3 days before reaching the temple on his back's entrance.
Mm-hmm.
Along the way, you overcome many deadly traps, armies of monsters, and eventually you find Pandora's box.
I love traps.
Do you? What kind of traps?
The kind that you have to get out of, and also the muscles.
Oh, okay.
And also trapezoids. Because those are pretty neat.
All right. You just like all the traps.
And Mike Trapp from College Humor. He's pretty cool.
Huh. Don't know him, but fair enough.
Yeah. I think I covered the four main bases. He does the show Actually.
Huh?
It's kind of like Jeopardy, where you have to answer the question Actually, and you have to find the thing wrong with the statement. And like the three contestants, they submit things that they're into, and then they make like the facts based off of those. Mm-hmm. It's actually pretty fun to watch. Oh. There's probably a lot more things that you would know than I would know. You might actually like it.
Sounds
you can search it on YouTube. There's a bunch of old episodes on there.
Actually,
it's really good. I think we should make a version to like play with our friends. Also, the show where two people are high and the other people are cops, and then you have to try to figure out who, like Paranoid. I think that's what it's called, Paranoia. I really want to try that. Yeah.
I think that would be, I don't know. I know for a few people that we know, it'd be pretty easy to tell.
Yeah. And Cheyenne wouldn't play, so.
True. Okay, so Kratos has found Pandora's box. Holy cow, this is awesome.
Heck yeah.
But Ares is aware of his former servant's success, and he kills Kratos as Kratos is leaving with a box. And this is like one of the iconic scenes in God of War, because Ares grabs this like pillar, you know, like a stone decorative pillar. And from the city of Athens, he like straight javelins it. And then you just get to follow this pillar flying through, like, you know, the world and going through the desert. And then it goes right directly through the middle of Kratos and like pins him to the wall.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he has been brutally murdered.
Brutally.
And then while Harpies take Pandora's box to Ares, Kratos falls into the underworld.
Mm.
Yep. Which, boy, this is another kind of a rough level in the game, because like everything is like, you know, dark blood and bones. There's like platforms you have to do, and there's like columns you have to climb up, but there's like blades everywhere, so you have to like time your climbs and be patient, and sometimes that's difficult for me
because you're not good at the patience.
Not always, for mm-hmm. sure. So that was an interesting realm, but you're able to battle your way through, and with the help from the mysterious grave digger that you met earlier, he has dug a hole, and when you climb up out of the underworld, you emerge out of this grave digger's hole, and you're like, whoa, this guy's here. Oh.
You're emerging out of someone's hole.
Yep. The gravedigger tells him Athena is not the only god watching over him. And then he escapes and returns to Athens.
Okay.
Yeah. So later, gravedigger. So now Kratos is able to come back, recover Pandora's box from Ares. He opens it and he uses its power to become godlike. And really, essentially, all it does is Ares in this game is like huge, you know, he's like giant. And it makes Kratos the same size, gives him, you know, godlike power, and he is able to engage Ares in one-on-one combat. And despite Ares' best efforts to destroy Kratos physically and mentally, he strips him of all magic and all weapons, and forces him to mentally relive his family's death over and over again. Mm-hmm. But Kratos is able to survive and kills Ares with the Blade of the Gods, a giant sword that was being used as an ornamental bridge to Athens. So it's mm-hmm. like a statue was holding on to it, and he was able to take it and use it. Athens is saved, and Athena tells Kratos that although his sins are forgiven, the gods cannot erase his nightmares. So, forsaken by the gods, he tries to commit suicide by casting himself into the Aegean Sea, which is that first scene that we saw. So we've come full circle here. Mm-hmm. But Athena intervenes and brings him up to Mount Olympus. As a reward for his services to the gods for these past 10 years, mm-hmm. Athena provides Kratos with a new set of blades and the seat as the new god of war. So he has taken Ares' place after killing him. And that is where God of War, the first one, ends. So how about that?
Nice.
Yeah. Kind of crazy. I mean, it's one of my favorite games. I'll probably be replaying it again someday. Hopefully they make like a remastered one so I don't have to play the old version so much, but
that'd be dope.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. So now we can just kind of go through some fun facts and the overall release and reviews. So they began working on God of War in 2002, so 3 years prior to its release, and it was under the working title of Dark Odyssey.
Ooh,
so I don't know how they should have
named
it
that.
It's kind of a cool.
It sounds like mysterious and like.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Like you're going on an odyssey. Like you're going on a journey, you know?
Yeah, adventure.
Yeah, we love adventure.
Yeah. GameSpot said that the developers described the gameplay as, quote, merging the action of Devil May Cry with the puzzle solving of Ico, which I don't know what that game is. And noted
what's
that
called?
Ico, I-C-O.
That's weird.
And noted that players would be able to sunder enemies with a single move. such as by ripping them in half. That was fun. So throughout the game too, there's
initial obviously these coin offering.
Oh, okay.
Gotta add the video game word after it.
Oh, yeah, that would probably help. So throughout the game, I guess I didn't mention, but obviously it's brutal. There's a lot of gore. There's a lot of blood. And depending on what enemies you fight, if you like hit them enough to stagger them, you can trigger that quick time event I talked to you about. But, and then depending on the enemy, Kratos, would, you know, he would either, like they said, rip him in half with his bare hands.
This game sounds weird.
Probably.
Yeah.
He would like what, rip arms off of enemies and like shove it into their own face and like all this other kind of stuff. So it was like brutal, you know, it was kind of going for that.
Wait, I want to read the plot.
Yeah. What is Iko?
Okay. It's also pronounced Iko.
Iko.
A horned boy is taken by a group of warriors to an abandoned castle and locked inside a stone coffin to be sacrificed. A tremor topples the coffin and Iko escapes. As he searches the castle, he comes across Yoruda. It's spelled Yorda, but it says the pronunciation is Yoruda. A captive girl who speaks a different language. Iko helps Yoruda escape and defends her from shadow-like creatures. The pair makes their way through the castle and arrive at the bridge leading to land. As they cross, the queen, ruler of the castle, appears and tells Yoruda that as her daughter, she cannot leave the castle. Later, as they try to escape on the bridge, it splits up and they get separated. Yoruda tries to save Iko, but the queen prevents it. He ends up falling off the bridge and losing consciousness. Iko awakens below the castle and makes his way back to the upper levels, finding a magic sword that dispels the shadow creatures. After discovering that Yoruda has been turned to stone by the queen, he confronts the queen in her throne room, who reveals that she plans to restart her life anew by taking possession of Yoruda's body. Iko slays the queen with the magic sword, but his horns are broken in the fight, and at the end, he is knocked unconscious. With the queen's death, the castle begins to collapse around Iko, but the queen's spell on Yoruda is broken, and a shadowy Yoruda carries Iko safely out of the castle to a boat, sending him to drift to the shore alone. Iko awakens to find the distant castle in ruins, and Yoruda, in her human form, washed up nearby. She wakes up and smiles at Iko.
Okay. Well, there you go. I did look up a quick little like picture of like the graphics, and it does kind of look, they're going for a similar thing. This one came out in 01, so it was a little bit before. But yeah, looks interesting. Maybe I'll have
to. It does sound kind of interesting. And did you look up the cover for the game? Because it's weird.
Yeah, it just looks like two little stick figures.
Oh no, there's a different one. There's a different cover that has the boy on it.
Oh yeah, I see that one now.
Yeah,
the weird like 3D render boy.
Yeah, and his horns are way more on the side. It looks like
what's Ram that show? Horns.
No, what's that show with the little kid with the antlers and the world where all the kids are part animal? It came out last year.
Sweet Tooth.
Yeah, it kind of looks like that.
Mm-hmm. His horns. So there you go. Now you know a little bit about Iko, which I guess I'll have to play eventually.
Oh, also we need to play the campaign for Modern Warfare.
Yeah, we can do that too. Yeah.
Bust out the PS4, bitch.
Bitch, my PS4 is already busted out.
So is mine. It's a good thing that I turned it off last time because the power's gone out twice.
Oh, yeah.
Because I don't use it that much, so I've been turning it off. At least I think I turned it off.
Nice. Okay, well, I'll throw a couple more things here, and then we'll kind of start wrapping up.
Oh, yeah.
So, although this is more on the development side of things, although the game is based on Greek mythology, the development team gave themselves lots of freedom to modify the myths, and the director said they took the coolest aspects of the subject and wrote a story using those elements. He said while the idea for God of War was his own, the concept owed a debt to Capcom because he had played Onimusha, and said, let's do that with Greek mythology. So it must be something similar with probably Chinese mythology. He was inspired in part by the 81 feature film Clash of the Titans, saying the real high concept for me was merging it with Heavy Metal magazine.
Never watched that.
The new one?
Any of them.
Yeah, I saw the new one, but even that's been a while now.
2010.
So let's see. So the demo was released called God of War, the Hydra Battle, which was the first boss battle. They just let you play that as part of the demo. That was released in January of 05. And then the game released later that year, March 22nd. Let's see. I didn't know this, but apparently God of War has a completely original soundtrack. There are some pretty quick songs in it because the whole running length of the soundtrack is 58 minutes and 55 seconds, but you know, it has its own thing. Reception. So it received universal acclaim, according to Metacritic. Tom Lane of CNN wrote, God of War is the type of game that makes you remember why you play games in the first place. He said it is addictive and the action is balanced with a modest amount of puzzle and platforming elements. He praised how quickly it progresses and said it is one of the most violent games on the market. At that time, anyway. It was heralded for its compelling story. Gameplay said to be excellent. Some of the goriest, most exaggerated, and over-the-top violence I've ever seen. So there was a lot of themes of that going on. He said the QuickTime events are superbly enjoyable, highly satisfying, and most entertaining during the boss fights. So when you get to do cool stuff like that. So overall, I mean, Metacritic gave it a 94 out of 100. 1UP.com, A+, Eurogamer, 9 out of 10. Game Pro looks like a 4.5 out of 5 stars. GameSpot, 9.3. Oh, okay, you froze for a sec, but you're back.
Yes.
GameSpy, 5 stars. GamesRadar, 5 stars. And IGN was a 9.8 out of 10. So it was universally heralded and everybody, I mean, it did very well. And I mean, it remains one of my favorite games. If I had to think about like what my favorite game franchise was, it might be God of War, especially after these new games. It really cemented it as being some of my favorites. It's one that I can go back every couple of years and replay through all of them. So, I mean, I'm a big fan and I guess that's that for what it's worth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I mean, that's all I got. We can go over other God of War games in future episodes, but that's kind of everything you need to know as far as the first one.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Anything I didn't cover or any other questions you got?
I've never really been into mythology, but I think it's because like I never had good teachers for it when I took it.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. I've just always been interested because
like
it.
I think that like the concept as a whole is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But I took a class at, I think pretty sure I took a class at CBC and WSU because I think it like didn't transfer, and I think I've just like never had good, kind of like how like my Victorian literature, I never really liked that until I had like a good teacher in grad school. So I think I just like never had like, I don't know, like a good experience with it or something.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what sparked my interest in it, but I always kind of held it. And then
And muscular men.
Oh, well, yeah, who doesn't?
Yeah.
But Jackie and I actually took a class together in CBC on Greek mythology. I think it was just mythology in general.
Yeah, see, I feel like I took one there, and then I feel like I took one at WSU, but I think the one I took at WSU was different.
Mm-hmm.
Like because I needed one for my degree and I think it was like slightly different than just like normal mythology or something.
Yeah,
I don't know. I had to take a lot of like really old English classes that sucked too. Like I had one where the professor was like super cool, but it was like stuff written in like the 1500s and I was like, I just don't like this. Like
so boring.
Yeah,
makes sense.
Yeah, my coffee didn't help. I'm still tired.
But yeah, mythology. Get into it. It's fun.
There's this like really popular gay book that's about what is it called? All the like teenagers were reading it. It's called The Song of Achilles. And the author is basically presenting that It's told from the perspective of how do you say that one? Patrocles. Yeah. And it's about Achilles and them fully embracing their homosexual relationship.
Oh, yeah. Because there were some theories that, you know.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of stuff about, like, ancient Greek and how, like, the...
You kind
of
go both ways.
Especially, like, the people who were... Because, like, the young boys who were studying, there's, like, a bunch of weird stuff about, like, sexual relationships with, like, their teachers and stuff or whatever. Yeah. I don't know. It's weird. But, yeah, that book is, like, really popular among the teens. And the gay teens.
Good to know.
Yeah. I tried to read it because so many of my students told me to, and I was like, this is, I don't know. I also haven't started and finished a book in a long time, so.
Yeah.
There's that, too.
Gotta get on it, bro. Okay, well, got anything you want to plug or go over?
Drink more coffee.
That's your plug.
Yeah. I mean, what did you think of your vanilla caramel oat milk latte, you know?
I liked it. It was good.
I think the oat milk just has to grow on you because I think it complements the coffee taste really well.
Mm-hmm.
And I can, like, barely drink regular milk now because I'm so used to drinking oat milk. I have a song stuck in my head.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. But tell me. Did you sail across the sun?
Oh,
did you make it to the Milky Way to see the lights all faded? And that heaven is overrated. So I guess I'm going to plug Train.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah.
There you
go. If you've never heard of them, you've been living under a rock. And some of my favorite songs are Drops of Jupiter, which came out in like 2001. So you're really behind if you haven't heard it. And then what was that one song I liked with like the dancing?
Hey Soul Sister.
Yeah, Hey Soul Sister. I was like obsessed with that song in high school, and I had it on a CD that I burnt for myself, and I played it like every time I drove anywhere. Hey Soul Sister, ain't that Mister on the radio stereo? The way you move ain't fair, you know. And I would play them, but that would be copyright infringement. So I'm singing them instead.
They can't come at you.
And
for
I'm going to have to listen to myself singing that later when I edit, and I'm not excited, but that's okay.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have things to plug?
I mean, I finished Dahmer. It was actually, I mean, it was very
good. See, I have mixed feelings because I like saw something that like said the families didn't actually want that to be made or something.
I wouldn't be surprised, I guess.
Yeah, but then
it's
also
kind of glorifying.
Yeah, because like it since it's like they're literally acting it.
Mm-hmm.
And but it is, I feel like, kind of like a prolific thing. I mean, it was like a big deal. It was like, I don't know.
Oh yeah,
I've watched like three episodes, and I the only thing I don't like so far, I mean, aside from some of that, is like the time jumps. Like, the time jumps are just weird. Like, it confused me that it started out with, like, him getting arrested and then went back in time.
Mm-hmm.
I was started the second episode, and I was like, wait. Because I watched it, like, 3 days after the first episode, and I was like,
wait.
Yeah, I was, like, really confused. But also, I want to not plug the Astros, because I don't understand. Like, ever since they switched to the AL, you know, the American League,
mm-hmm.
they just, like, dominated the division, because the Mariners are actually doing really good this year, but they're like in the second wild card spot right now, and Tampa Bay is playing Houston, so I feel like they'll probably lose, and the Mariners are playing Texas, and Texas sucks, but like they're literally like the Mariners are their winning percentage is .554, and Houston has like they're like 18 games ahead.
Wow.
Yeah, isn't that bonkers? Also, they literally like cheated in the World Series.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's just some Deflategate level scandals, you know? So
scandals.
I don't even really watch baseball anymore, but I've still been checking the scores. Also, Megan is like into the level of baseball right now that I was in like middle school, and I think it's funny.
Nice.
Yeah.
Find something to get locked into.
Yeah. Anyways,
randomly I made one of these.
Oh, hell yeah.
It's a bendy snake.
You should print an articulating dragon and then they can be buddies.
Look at that.
I think I might get an FDM printer soon, maybe in the next couple months. They're on sale right now. They're like $90 off, so maybe they'll stay on sale for a while. Because I would just like the capability to print some big things and like not have to have other people do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That drip tray, the dimensions must be off a little bit from like the file, because if I push it all the way back, the hole doesn't line up for my extra water spout.
Oh. Hmm.
Yeah, but I think it must just be a flaw in the design, so.
Yeah.
Anyways, if you like our podcast and our random ramblings, whatever, you can like and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and download our episodes and leave us a rating and a review and share us with your friends and family, your friends who are your family who's more like friends and family. Send us an email to 5FIVEMoreMinutesPod@gmail.com. And also follow us on our social medias at 5MMPOD.
Nice. Yeah. I guess with that, we'll clock out till next time then.
Bye.
Bart. Little dragon.
I'm hypnotizing you.
Whoa, watch out.